We just observe about Tzadik Gimel. Everyone got the Maariv of Chumash? Is that correct? If you want to send that? Yes? Okay, so we have to go double. That's to find out. Let's see. Okay. Okay. How long was that? So the sugya of Pesachim today, Tzadik Gimel of the base, as I asked you to see, it's all time, the Derech Rechoka. Everyone knows what Derech Rechoka is. It's a sugya of the Parshas Baal Oska. And how you define the Derech Rechoka, it's critical to understand this sugya. And after Tzadik Gimel of the base, Rav gets as follows, Ama Ula, right after the Mishnah. When I'm Mudim, the Yerushalayim, Chamisha, Asom Yilin. Point of the day is it's 50 mil to walk a half a day. That's all. Half a day. Fine. Rashi says, at the end of the Rashi, Chatzos, Rav Shkia, Sachama, also, Malach HaMisha, also Milan, Kiyot, Rav Yochanan. Right? What did Rav Yochanan say? Kama Malach Adam Biyom Asara Parsos, Me'alosh HaShachar Neitz HaChama. Catch this now. Excuse me. Asara Parsos. Me'alosh HaShachar Neitz HaChama, Chameshes Milan, Shkia, Sachama, Tetz HaChama, Chameshes Milan, Poshula, Tulasin, Chamesa Mitzah from the Pag of the Yoma, Chamesa the Pag of the Yoma, Lahurta. Okay. What did Ula say? You gotta have a little arithmetic over here, guys. Take a pen and paper. No calculus, no algebra, it's arithmetic. What he's saying over here is there are a total, listen carefully, very carefully, there are a total of 10 parasols. What is 10 parasols? What's 10 parasols? That's 40 mil. Okay? So it's 40 mil. And that 40 mil is divided into four segments. Five from Alos until Nates. 10 from Nates to Chatzos. 10 from Chatzos until Shkia. And five from Shkia to Tseis. Everything so far? If you have a question, you can ask me now. You're going to get lost otherwise. Everyone got the arithmetic? Abosa, Zev, you got it? Yeah?
What's ten from Nates to Chatzos, and then what's after Chatzos?
10 from Chatzos to Shkia, and 5 more from Shkia to Tzezekachavim. So it's 5 and 10 and 10 and 5, it's a total of 40. What, did I get it right? Yeah, that doesn't make sense. One second. You got it wrong. 50. My math is bad. You should have corrected me. Thank you, Zevi, for correcting me. It's 5 from, I said it wrong twice, 5 from Alos until Nates. 15, thank you, Zevi. 15 from Nates until Chatzos. We saw that and Ula said it. 15 from Chatzos until Shkia, and 5 from Shkia until Seis. I saw that I can say things wrong too. That makes sense, right? 15 plus 15 plus 5 plus 5, that makes 40. See, I was a math major in college when I graduated a few years ago, so I can get things wrong in my arithmetic. Okay, everyone been so far? I think this time I got it right. Good, is everybody right this time? Yeah, okay. See, you need someone from Maryland to correct me. Don't be afraid to correct me here in Riverdale too. I'm not happy to be corrected. Okay, please, let's go on. This is how the Gemara begins. Fine, everyone said the Gemara, so I'm excited to give them a base. Vaita. Ula le tamei. Amar Ula, Ezer, Derech Rechoka, Kol Shein Yochel, Likonis, B'Shas, Shvit. Amar Ma, Me'alos, HaShachar, Ne'etzachah, M'chamesh, Esmilin, Minolon, Lepsiv, Uchamo, HaShachar, Olo, Vayitzu, Amalachim, the Parash of Zdom, the Parash of Vayera, Uksiv, HaShemesh, Yotz, Aloretz, V'lod, Batsoar, Amar Abi Chanil, Lididi, Chazali, Yahu, Asra, Abi Chamish, Ob Milin. I checked it out. How long does it take from Zdom until Tzoar? The Malach of 5 million. That's how he knows from Nu, from Alos until Nate is 5 million. That's what it says. Check it out. You actually saw it. Atkan, the first part of the sukkah. Any questions so far? Zevi, any questions? No. Any questions in the house? No. Now we skip it. Sadi Dalid Amanav. Amarav. It's about 12 lines now. Shisa Alfi Parsi Havi Alma. Fesukkah de Rakia Alpha Parsi. Chod de Gemara v'chod de Svar. Now, I'm not going to go into the astronomy right now. Let's continue for the moment. Okay? So lehok yod rav abba barav chana am rav yochanan kama mahalach odam beinon biyom yud parsos. Right? We just saw that in the previous amud. Me'alos ha'shach ha'netz ha'cham ha'hem yulin v'shkiyas ha'cham ha'tez b'chavim ha'hem yulin nimza ovish ha'ovish ha'rakia echad mishisha biyom. Ovish ha'rakia is the time between Nu, between pitch black and sunrise on one hand, and sunset and pitch black on the other hand, and that's 5. And 5 is 1/6 of 30. Got so far? 5 is 1/6 of 30. So now, if you calculate at this point in time, so the ratio is from the outside, right, until the inside. 5 to 30 is 1 and 6. Keep that in mind. No, it's not 1 and 6, it's 1 and 10. Hey, da! Kama malachot ha-ben ha-biyom eser parsos. Ve'alos ha-shachar ha-neitz ha-chama arbas milu. Oh, not 5, 4. Mishkiya ha-chama tzitz ha-chama arbas milu. Nimtza v'shirakiya echad me'asar ha-biyom. A whole new calculation. Amazing. A whole new calculation. Okay? That's a tremendous kasha. So what's the cheshbon so far, Abosai? If it's 4 and 4, so you're allowed four at the beginning of the day and 4 at the end of the day. What does it say? It's 1 in 10. Maybe 1 in 10. 4 of 40. Wait a second, they changed it without the sleight of hand over here. 4 of 40 is inclusive of the 2 fours. That's a 1 to 10 ratio. 5 of 30, we started with, was exclusive 1 in 6 of the 2 extremes. Without telling us, it's about changing the math. Follow me? Okay, Rabbi Osai, one more time. When it said 1 in 6, it was 5 out of 30. That means he's taking 5, which is the extreme, out of 30, which is the inner. Now you're saying it's only 4, it's 4 of 40, but 4 of 40 includes the 2 extremes. You get 1 of 10. Everyone follow me so far? Without telling us, you might have made a little switch over, a switcheroo over here, without telling us. Got it? I understand the math? Got it, everybody? Zevi, you got it? Good, so far so good. Tufta the rubber, tufta. Shufta, again. Shufta the Rava, Shufta the Ula, Shufta. It's a kasha against, this is already Rabosei a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda was a Braisa, cannot go to Tana. It's a kasha on both. Because Rav, what did Rava say? No. It's 1 in 6, he's wrong. What did Ula say? 5 mil, he's wrong. It's only 4 mil. So they're both shlugged up. Fine. Frek zok the Gemara. Lema tevit shufta the Rabbi Yochanan. He Rabbi Yochanan, who was a, you know, he could argue with Tanoim in some cases, but not usually. What Rabbi Yochanan said? Kama mahalach odam benoni biyom. What Rabbi Yochanan saying? Yud parsos means be'alos ha'shach ha'des v'cham ha'cham v'shmim. No, it's against him also. He says 4, he says 5. Amalach. Who's speaking? Amalach. Rashi. Name of the Rabbi Yochanan, Kolomar. Name of the Rabbi Eliyahu, with the Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Melos Hashara Tanez Hacham. Chamisha Milin, Kul Rabbi Yochanan, Amala, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, with David. Nami Tufta. Here's his 4. This is 5. It says four, it says five. Okay? Good. The previous Rashi said, if you take away four and four, we are left with 32. 32. It's against Rava and Ulo, who said it's 30. It's also against Rabbi Yochanan, who said it's five. It's only says it's four. So Rabbi Yochanan, Hamalach Anah B'yamabahu Li Amri. What does that mean? Rabbanan the Kato, the Kachashm, the Kadma, the Chashocha. Some kind of mistake, we'll see in a minute. Lame at every truth to the Rabbi Chanina. What Rabbi Chanina say? Rabbi Chanina says, look, Rabbi Chanina and Tzadi Gilda and Beis, I was there. It's 5 mil. And he says it's only 4 mil. What says no? Vayotipsu shiny. Rashi is about the first white line. Come back to the where you have left off. Amad mitzdovat soach habishamilin. Hosav edim mefarish krov elos hashachat yetzacham and nefsiv. Kmo hashachar ola Hashem ashiyotza ala oretz. And for the Gemara, no. Vayotipsu shiny. They walked quickly. They were in a rush. Get out of stone. Man, they were in a rush. You would want to get out of like you wouldn't believe it. The world's coming apart. So they made it in a span of 4 mil, but for an average person, it would take 5 mil. That's the most example. We're still have to go back to the Kikamina. This last Rashi is very important. Kikamina Nabi Yamama Ami. What does that mean? Ani Kilalti es Shokol Hayom, Elos Hashem Hayom, Ates Kachom, Asara Parasos. That's what I said. That's what it said. What do you say? The whole day is 10 Parasos. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. I never said anything. Rabban, who the Rabbanim? Two rabbis. Ula Rav. Shapir Shavadav. To! The Kadam of the Chashofa. Shirob, the other Mahathan. Hamisha Milton Kome Zachama. Leshemashkimin. Kodam Alos Hashacha. Chin Achashkios. Leshemachchichin. The Kodas Achatetz Kachom. It's really only four. When they said five, they goofed. But they're counting the time of the average person. The average person gets his head start before those and goes beyond seis. That's how Rabbi Yochanan defends himself according to Shitas Rashi, Rabosai. So what's the real answer? Rabosai, what's the real answer? Chazas, what's the real answer? It's 4 mil. Right? It's 4 mil. Then what? Asar parsos are what? Asar parsos are from alos until tzeis, as Rashi says. But there are only four parsos between alos and neitz, and between shkia and tzeis. Okay? Fine. So what are they leaving with? This is a really good game. Who has a calculator on his watch or on his computer? Okay, please take it out when I need it. It's coming out over here the way Rashi is saying now, push up trap. If you have four, he says that 40 is from Alos until Seis, Rashi says. And there are four before and there are four after. These with how many? 40 minus 4 minus 4 is how much in higher mathematics? How much? 32. Not 30, not 40, but 32. Now, you need a calculator. Jeff, how many minutes is there from sunrise to sunset? It's 12 hours exactly. That's 12 times 60 is 720. What's 720 divided by 32? 22 and a half. A new version of the mil. Before we had a mil which was 18. How would you get 18? If you divide it by 40, that's what we thought originally, right? 720 by 40 will leave you what? 18. If you divide it by 30, it will give you 24. Those are whole numbers. If you divide it by 32, it's 22 and a half. I'm just talking arithmetic now. The blanks we have to fill in as we go. So there were the three different versions of how much a mil could possibly be. From the beginning of the Gemara, if it's 5, and it's 1 and 6, everyone with me so far? So it's 5, then 30, then 5. Everyone with me so far? That's what we said at the beginning. 5, 30, 5, right? That's it. Right? That's what we said in the very beginning. 5:35. Okay? So you're left with what? 720 minutes divided by 30 will give you 24. 72 minutes divided by 3 is 24. So a mil is 24. And there are 5 mil that the Gemara says in Amud Beis between Alos and Nate in between Shkia and Tzeis. But it gives you 120 minutes, 24 times 5. This is known in Yiddish as the Zetzel. It's the real Christmas. I don't think you keep a Zetzel. The real Christmas keep a Zetzel. That means it will not do Malacha Mosi Shabbos till 120 minutes after the sunset. We just figured it out now. Because they claim the Rambam holds that way. They want to have a base on that way. It said that there are 5, not 4. And it says it's 1/6, that means it's 30, right? It's 5, it's 1/6 of 30. So you have 120. If you have 120, that's 19.8 degrees beneath the horizon. Most charts don't even have that. Most charts don't even have that. 16.1, that's 72. You don't even have... Take that back. Even no chart, there's no chart printed in the world that I've ever seen that has this excellent. You seen one? I've never seen in my life a chart as a sextant.
Rabbi?
Yes.
They say that Ramosh Torres gave you to do.
A sextant?
In your circumcision, in your shalim, in the place they used to go, Moshe Shabbos.
Wow, Moshe Torres gave him. Hashem Kodomo kept a sextant. They say Rabdomo Salamech kept a sextant. The Brisk Rabbin kept a sextant. Okay, fine. I never heard of anyone doing it, except for Rabdomo, maybe Rabbi Moshe Torres did it. Okay, fine. We'll put that aside for the moment. Okay, fine. That's what seems to emerge. The Vilna Gaon on the Mar Makomos, I don't know if you saw the Vilna Gaon on the Mar Makomos, since Shnos Elio on the Mishnah is the very first Mishnah in Brachos, talks about this. It's very, very important to see how you calculate. He has a new pshat in the Gemara's Maskana. Listen very carefully. I'm reading the Vilna Gaon's pshat. That's the mistake. See, Rashi said that even Rabbi Yochanan meant from Alos until Tzeis. No! Rabbi Yochanan meant from Netz to Shkia is the 10 parasols. Rabbanan made a mistake. The Makadni, they thought I was counting 10 parasols from Alos until Tzeis. And he quotes enough from the Yerushalmi is that way. The Yerushalmi says that way. No, if that's the case, let's figure it out. The Rambam paskins in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Baruch Lei as we see it, Me'alos HaShach Netzachama Hushah V'Chomesh. 72 minutes. Where'd that come from? 4 mil. We paskin 4 mil. And each mil is a total of 18. Why 18? Because the 40 parsos is from Shkia, from Nathan to Shkia. So you divide the day, Rabosai, 720 minutes into 40, 72 into 4, is 18. Gavaldik, an 18 minute mil, 4 times 18 is 72, which is an hour and a fifth, an hour plus 12. The Vilna Gaon revolutionized the world. He says that the mil is only 18 minutes, not 24. It's only 4 minutes, not 5. 4 mil, not 5. Hence, you get the famous 72. So you get the famous Shia Rabbein Atam being 72, Rabosai. So everyone in the world who keeps Rabbein Atam keeps 72, not a Zextel. So we have some of two extremes. 70 is called a Zextel. It's a tenth. 72 is 1/10 of 720. These people who kept a zextel, a tzentel, they could have been keeping zmanios, I don't know if they were keeping angles. We're not going to go into that part right now. Fine. But there's this third perspective, which is a bit more common perspective of Briskus. It's called an achtel. An achtel. An achtel is an eighth. What's an eighth of 720? I'm going by higher mathematics. An eighth of 72? No. 90. How do you get to 90? Get to 92 ways. One way is to assume the mil is 18. Have 5 mil. That's what the Gemara thought. 5 times 18 is 90. I think that's not right. That's not really accurate. It's not really the way to go. The way to go is to assume, listen very carefully now, that the mil is 22 and a half. Where do you get 22 and a half? If you say that the 40 mil is in fact from alos until seis, as we said earlier, alos until seis, you lop off 4 at the beginning and 4 at the end, leaves you 32 between alos, between shneis and shkia. And we said before with the DJ's calculator, that makes a mil 22 and a half minutes, times 4 between shkia and seis. 22 and a half times 4, no, what's it come to? 90. It should be obvious, right? 22 to 88, 4 halves, 90.
That's 22 and a half.
Oh, how do you get 22 and a half? One more time. If you assume that there are 4 mil, not 5, between alos and nates, and between shkia and seis, that leaves you with 32 mil between nates and shkia. If you assume that the 32 mil between nates and shkia leaves you a mil of 22 and a half, because 32 times 22 and a half is 720. Take a calculator and see what comes out true. Everything so far? So far, so good. Now, my thesis, I have an amazing thesis, which I think is true, is that there were really 3 machlokas in the Zman HaYom. 3. One is what we saw about yesterday. Is the day end at Shkia, which is 13 and a half minutes or 14 minutes after sunset? Or no, 4 mil. The second machlokas is, what is a mil? Is a mil, let's take it, call it 18, or is a mil 22 and a half? The third machlokas is, when you count this Zman HaYom, this Zman Kriya Shma, this Zman Tefila, where do you count from? Do you count from sunrise to sunset, Shita Zagra, so we have a later Zman Kriya Shma, or do you count from Alos HaShachat, so it says we call it the Magen Avraham Zman. All three in my opinion are Hoba HaTali. All three, that's my Chiddush, all three go together. Let me explain why. According to the Vilna Gaon, 72 minutes after is purely an astronomical phenomenon, as I mentioned to you yesterday. Nothing to do with halacha. It says kol halacha. So if that's the case, it doesn't make too much sense to count that the day should end then. It makes no sense. It's just it's a matter of astronomy. So the day has to, so if that's the case, the only logical way to divide, the only logical way to divide the day is from sunrise to sunset. Because sunset is very much halachic. Once sunset happens already, it's already Ben HaShemashis. Now it's true that Nates is not so halachic, because Nates is the day when he starts at Alos HaShachar, but Nates is halachic for some meaning, for some matters we spoke about, and the Chazal said the Chatchila, everything should wait until Nates. We call it Zman Kriya Shema, the Chatchila is until Nates. So Nates has much more halachic standing than the 4 mil after Shkia. So it makes sense to count the days, the hours of the day from Nates until Shkia. Oh, and the Mela. So this is how it all fits in. The first point is that the Ben HaShemashis begins at Shkia. Then leads you to counting the hours from Nates until Shkia. And that leads you to an 18-minute mil. If you count the day from 8 from Nates to Shkia, you divide 720 by 40, 18-minute mil. If you hold like Rabbi Natan, it's exactly the opposite. Rabbi Natan says, astronomical sunset has almost zero meaning. Almost, never say zero. Almost zero meaning. So why should we count at that time? It makes much more sense to count from when to when, from alos, which is the halachic beginning of the day, until tseis, which is the halachic end of the vada night, which is, and there's 72 minutes in each direction. We'll see. At least 72. Therefore, It makes the most sense to say what? That you count like the Magen Avraham. You count the hours of the day from Alos until Tzeis. So far, so good, Rabbi Yossi? Everyone with me so far? It makes much more sense to count from the beginning of the day, which is Alos, to the end of the day, which is Tzeis. Why should we count from Neitz to Shkia, which are both meaningless almost halachically? So far, so good? But here's the zinger. Here's the zinger. I'm going to try to prove to you that according to Rabbi Natan and the Magen Avraham, the meal is not 18, it's 22 and a half. Yeah. My basis is something which we saw in the Rashba early yesterday. It really comes from the Ramban, the Torah, the other. They say, Plaga Mincha, according to the Rabbi Natan's clock, is a shtus meal, a sixth of a meal before the sun sets. Now, so Rabbi Chaim Druk, and Oros Chaim, oh, you see I'm right, that the meal is 18 even according to Rabbi Natan. Why? Because if the Ramban and the Rashba and the whole world says this, they all say this, every Rishon that follows the school of the Rabbi Natan and the Ramban says it's shtusu, we saw it in the Rashba. So perfect. So we assume the meal is 18, so therefore the meal is 18, so 4 times 18 is 72. Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter, which is 75. Perfect! 75 minus 72 is 3. 3 is a shtus mil, and 3 is 1/6 of 18. It works perfect like a charm. So writes the Oros Chaim to prove, to demonstrate, that the 18 minute mil is universally accepted, even according to the Rabbi Natan. And the Fiyani Estaiti is a Rayal Listo. Based, and I'll end with this, because tomorrow we have to give it to the men. You can figure out today the men on your own. If this is correct, it'll be a major problem. Let's assume this is correct until now. So on the average day, sunrise is 6 and sunset is 6. So you're saying that, according to time, the day ends for sure at, say, 7:12. Go back 75 minutes to 6:57, right? Would be so good in the math? 7:12 minus an hour and a quarter is 6:57. What did I say? 5:57, you should correct me. 5:57, which is 3 minutes before 6 o'clock, it's still still great. Okay, what is Chatzos? 12. We'll assume that it's the middle of the day. It's Ramp Sun. When is Mincha Gedola? A half an hour later. What's a half an hour later? Well, you have to figure the days, the hour is a long hour. Every hour is going to be 72 minutes. Because if you're counting 12 hours from Alos until Seis, so 72 is 1 hour, 72 is 1 hour, 720 is 10 hours, total of 12 hours. So an hour is not 60 minutes according to the Vilna Gaon, it's 72 minutes. So therefore, Mincha Gedola is 12:36, not 12:30 according to the Gaon, 12:36, fine. How many hours are there between Mincha Gedola and Mincha Katana? So the Gemara Brachos Daf Chavah, Chavah Beis, 3 hours, exclusively. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day. Okay, so Plaga Mincha we said is 5:57. An hour. Take back another 75 minutes from 5:57 takes you to 4:42. Right? Now from 12:36 until 4:42. Amen. What's that? How many? It's 4 hours and what? 4 hours and 4 hours and 6 minutes, correct? If I do the arithmetic. 4 hours and 6 minutes, that's not 3 hours. Even if 3 hours is 3 times 72. What's 3 times 72? Gentlemen, a little arithmetic. No? 3 times 72? 216? 216. 216 is what? 216 is 3 hours and 36 minutes. We have now a total of 4 hours plus. The math doesn't add up. Guys, I don't know if you can, that's going to require a calculator to figure it out. But DJ has a calculator. Explain to you why the math does not add up. And then I'm going to try to tomorrow, Shia, 10 o'clock sharp, we'll try to explain that the way, only way to add up the math is to assume according to the time. The bill is not 22, and it's not 18, 22 and a half. So therefore, if you want to keep a bit of time, you have to keep 90. And after, That's 72 at Central. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow. Okay.
What's 216?
216 is 3 hours and 36 minutes. Add that to 12:36. What does it take you? Doesn't take you far. Hello? Yes. Ooh, we did not record my